ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 9 टाइटल्ड डायनेस्टी ऑफ हंसमन टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 एंड 14 भस्मिन् भूतांग संगेना स्वर्याथा सागरात्मजा किं पुनाश्रद्धया देवीं सेवन्ते धृताव्रता। ट्रांसलेशन: Simply by having water from the Ganges come in contact with the ashes of their burned bodies, the sons of Sagara Maharaj were elevated to the heavenly planets. Therefore, what is to be said of a devotee who worships Mother Ganges faithfully with a determined vow? One can only imagine the benefit that accrues to such a devotee. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll go to the next verse. नहेतत् परम आश्चर्यम् स्वर्धुन्या यद् इहोदितम् अनंतचरणाम्बुजो प्रासूताया भवाच्चिदा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। बिकॉज मदर गेंजेस इमानेट्स फ्रॉम द लोटस टू ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड अनंत देव, she is able to liberate one from material bondage. Therefore, whatever is described herewith about her is not at all wonderful. Purport: it has actually been seen that anyone who regularly worships Mother Ganges simply by bathing in her water keeps very good health and gradually becomes a devotee of the Lord. This is the effect of bathing in the water of the Ganges. Bathing in the Ganges is recommended in all Vedic Shastras, and one who takes to this path will certainly be completely freed from all sinful reactions. The practical example of this is that the sons of Maharaja Sagara went to the heavenly planets when water from the Ganges merely touched the ashes of their burnt bodies. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Simply by having water from the Ganges come in contact with the ashes of their burnt bodies, the sons of Sagar Maharaj were elevated to the heavenly planets. Therefore, what is to be said of a devotee who worships Mother Ganges faithfully with a determined vow? One can only imagine the benefit that accrues to such a devotee. Because Mother Ganges emanates from the lotus toe of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananta Dev, she is able to liberate one from material bondage. Therefore, whatever is described here with about her is not at all wonderful. Hare Krishna. So in this chapter, Dynasty of Amshuman, we have been hearing for last several days how Mother Ganga, the river which is flowing in our country, in India, it's not an ordinary body of water. We hear about her power, her potency, her purity, what it can do. For those who don't have knowledge, it appears like any river which is flowing, just flowing and heading in the direction of, you know, Bay of Bengal, and it's like in water. Why this river is not an ordinary river? Because the origin of this water is connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead is all pure. Something connected to that Lord is available here directly. Is definitely pure. But then, in the past verses we heard, there is a lot of austerity, penance, tapasya took place to just bring her down. It was not an easy effort. Why it was so difficult to bring her? Because she didn't want her to come here. And just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says that this place is not meant for gentlemen. Even if you want to live a very nice, you know, peaceful life or pious life, but the surrounding will not allow you to live like that. So I say, why do you live? You know, don't live here. It's not a place. I'm sure it is everyone's experience that it's not so easy to maintain our, so much we are attacked from all directions, so much distractions, very difficult to be very focused. So not a very favorable environment. So she was very concerned that my nature is to purify everyone. That's my nature. I can't help it. Whoever I come in contact, I'll purify. But what about the people of this world? You know, they will come here because I'm purifying them. And I'll purify and all the sins will get accumulated in. What will happen to me? So that is the time Bhagirath said that you don't have to worry about it. One pure devotee. Now what do you mean by a pure devotee? A pure devotee means he is carrying the Lord in his heart. Of course, Paramatma is there in our heart also. But then he carrying him, he is as good as the power of God. So that power, he can neutralize all the contamination. So when she heard that, she said, okay, fine, then I will come. Of course, she had another reason not to come, because she said, because Ganga that time was only flowing in the heavenly planets, higher planets. For her to come down to this planet was, she said, my current, my force is so strong. If I come down, I will just penetrate or I'll dislodge the earth from its orbit, you know, balance. So then again, Bhagirath said, well, there is one person who can do that. That is Shiva. He pleased. And this way, she came. So how she is very pure, it is said that in some Puranas, in some Shastra, there is a, how, what is the origin of this body of water? It seems once Radha and Krishna, they were together. This is obviously in the spiritual world. And it was a festive mood. There were many demigods. They were all glorifying Radha and Krishna, their glories. Brahmaji also was there. He was glorifying. Shiva was there. Shiva was told, why don't you also sing? Now Shiva started glorifying Radha and Krishna with so much, you know, bhava in his heart, purity for Radha and Krishna. And he was totally immersed. And so those who were assembled there, they got also absorbed in it. Everyone were in trance. And in that state, suddenly they notice, suddenly there was a flood of water and Radha and Krishna disappeared. So everyone was shocked. Where is Radha and Krishna? So then there was a divine voice which spoke that, Radha Krishna, if you want us to appear, then tell Shiva to again sing. So Shiva started singing again and then they manifested. So the point is, this originally, this body of water is not different from Radha and Krishna. So this was there up in the causal ocean where this universe is floating. But then Vaman Dev's Leela, when he, Bali Maharaj asked for 3 steps, and one of his steps went right up to the covering of the universe, he's created a crack, and through that crack the water came. It washed Vaman Dev's feet, and then it was there for many years up there in the higher planets, Dhruva Lok. for many thousands of celestial years, and then it came down to heavenly planets, and where it was called as Mandakini. So it was still not there on the earth planet. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear about Bhagirath and his whole dynasty. So many people did tapasya. Anshuman, for several years. After that, Dilip, then he did and he didn't fail. The mission was not successful. Several thousands of years of tapasya and Ganga didn't manifest. And then Bhagirath, it said 60,000 years. It is said that even still that place is there near Gomukh. That stone is there where Bhagirath sat down and did tapasya. And Mother Ganges appeared. So you understand, Ganga flowing in our country, very pure. So the country is glorious because Ganga is flowing in our country. So even Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord himself, he describes, he says that I go to Navadvip to meet my mother and also to see Mother Ganges. The Lord himself is saying. He told his associates, Vidya Vachaspati, he said, you should worship the water form of God, that is Mother Ganges. And his brother, he said, you should worship the wooden form of God, that is Jagannath. So this is glory. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many times in his mood of dancing, he would glorify Mother Ganges. He would say that even someone who touches the sand which is close to river Ganga, even if someone is touched by the breeze which is going over Mother Ganga, even someone, if he just sees Mother Ganga, just darshan, what to speak about, he sprinkles water on him. What about if he's taking bath? What will happen if he's worshipping? That's what it is said. Someone who worships with determination, then he will be liberated. I'm sure this question will arise that, but I have done this for several years, I've done it. Several times we have gone to Mayapur and we have taken bath in Ganga. You go to Haridwar, you can take bath in Ganga, but then I'm still the same. Externally, definitely we are not the same, as it is said here that even diseases also get cured. From externally also you get purified. Internally also you are not the same person. But then you don't realize it, because we don't realize it depending upon the degree we have faith, the degree we are receptive. To that degree we will realize the changes. The opportunity is there. But if we take bath as a ritual or just thinking that yes, it is going to purify me, it will purify, no doubt, but you'll never realize that, you know, what is its value. So the point is, we don't know the value of what is available. We do it. So that degree will not realize. So this is the difference. It is said that in our country, because these type of rivers are flowing, it is said that it's a very civilized country. Why it is a civilized country? Because of the purity of this water, those who are staying very close to this river, they naturally are very pious. But the degree you go away from this river, to that degree you become sinful. You are away from river. So there is a tradition even now that even in some sampradaya, that you are not supposed to leave the country. We know that recently, just a few years back, there was one sannyasi from that sampradaya. He left, he went to US. So he was, in one sense, disowned by the community here. And when we had a chance to talk to him, he said, I was inspired by Prabhupada. But there is a risk in going there. Why? Because you're going from away from a pious place. So the same, one of the saint in that same sampradaya, in 71, when Prabhupada's disciples, when they came back, they had bought one film of their activities, ISKCON. So he was very impressed and he invited them. This was in Udupi. And the disciples showed the film. So he saw things happening there in the Western world. People are accepting Krishna, they are surrendering their life, their life has changed, they have shaved their head, they are renouncing all the material enjoyment. He was amazed. So he told Prabhupada, whoever was showing, you know. So he said, in this body, the subtle body, that is the mind, the intelligence and the false ego, it extends beyond our body. Now we can't see that, but it's extending beyond. So he was saying about himself, that we, even if you touch a shadow of a person who is not pure, we immediately go and take bath. So what to speak about coming very close to someone who is not very pure, because there is definitely something which is going to influence you. So they will keep a distance. And here, your Guru Maharaj, he is going all the way there and he's associating with all these type of people. And not only forget about getting contaminated, he is transforming their life. Imagine this power. How is this possible? So same thing. As it is said that a pure devotee takes bath in Mother Ganges, he'll contract. So that is the power of a pure devotee. The understanding is someone who is very pure, he can not absorb much sin, even if he's associating. It's like fire, you put fire, in the fire you put all the garbage, anything, what happens? Does the fire get contaminated? The fire burns everything and the fire still remains fire. So this was Prabhupada's power. So it is a risk to go. No one will go there. That's a tradition even now. And amazingly, Prabhupada was begging to Sumati Muraj. It's not that he just happened to be there. He was just begging. He was pleading that I want to go there. Of course, Sumati Muraj had a reason. You are very old and it's very cold and you will die. But his heart was, I want to go there. Why should the purity or whatever facilities or opportunities should be only restricted to Indians? Why not others? This Guru Maharaj had given that instruction. So this is how we went. So Mother Ganga, this river is not an ordinary river. It's a very pure river. But then in Kali Yuga, because there is no understanding, naturally, anything which is easily available or, you know, it is exploited. Isn't it exploited? Even in a place like, you know, higher up, which is supposed to be very, you know, sanctified place. I'm sure devotees, we have gone up in the Himalayas. Even there, the Mother Ganges, when it is flowing, there are tons and tons of sewages coming and being dumped into Ganga. What to speak about those factories which are putting all the chemicals and about the garbage and the people passing stool and urine and... But this body is not an ordinary body. It is here to purify. So her service is irrespective of what anyone does. Whether they exploit her, they contaminate her, but her mission is just go on purifying whoever comes in contact with her. Just go on. No complaints. Completely tolerating. And just going on and on. This is the mercy, the compassion of Mother Ganges. And you see that when she goes further away from Himalayas, the color also changes, which is otherwise very crystal clear. Then as she comes down on the valley, the color becomes little muddy, it is brownish, and then it goes a plain. But it is going on. And what to speak about the other people who are around, the politicians, they are blaspheming. बोलते दिस रिवर इज कंटामिनेटेड, यू शुड नॉट ड्रिंक दिस वॉटर, यू शुड नॉट टेक बाथ इन दिस वॉटर. दिस इज ऑल ब्लास्फेमी, इज़न्ट इट? यू आर हियरिंग अबाउट ब्लास, एंड यू आर कम टू प्यूरिफाई, यू आर कम टू प्यूरिफाई द ह्यूमैनिटी, यू वॉन्ट टू हेल्प देम, बट देन पीपल आर ब्लास्फेमिंग, डोंट डू दिस, डोंट टेक, शी इज कंटामिनेटेड. सो इट इज सेड इवन इफ बाई चांस समवन कम्स, यू नो, टू डंप केमिकल्स, जस्ट बाई चांस ही वॉन्ट्स टू कम केमिकल्स, and by some chance some splash of water touches him, he gets purified. So she is purifying even a person who is coming to dump things. So this is the greatness of Mother Ganga. I mean, there is lot of I'm sure people who are very well read in scriptures, they can go on speaking about Mother Ganga's glories. Just for us at least, we know that this is not an ordinary river. Of course, there are many others river like Godavari and Kaveri and Krishna and Sindhu, and these are all very holy river. This is the potency of that. So when the Britishers were here, they just wanted to mislead, and they would say that everything Indian is second class. And everything which comes from UK is first class. So they would again blaspheme that this river you are talking about, Ganga, the most uncivilized people are living here, they are all this and that and all. But the real river is Thames, the mighty Thames. And in all the literature and in the poetry, you will hear only about Thames. Now, Prabhupada also was in that time in college. So he also has to hear about it. So people, his classmates, I mean his college mates, they would imagine, my God, what must be this river? Thames, everywhere it is there. In the literature, in the poetry, mighty Thames. And then in the course of time, of course, he was from Scottish College, he had a chance. He was right there in London. And first time he saw Thames, he started laughing. He saw the river Thames and he started laughing. He said that he was not at all impressed. He said, see the power of illusion. How people talk about it. And what is it? Like, he was not at all impressed. What is this river? The way it was said that it's a mighty river. So this is how the British time trying to bring down, you know, condemn. Because the culture was so strong. So this is Mother Ganges' glories, and even in Ramayana, Lord Ramchandra, he says that how when he was there in Prayag, he said, this is Tirtharaj. Tirtharaj means the king of all holy places, because this is the place where you know, Ganga and Jamuna and Saraswati, they go. So this holy place means it is, the river is holy, so it is creating an environment which is holy. Everything becomes very holy. So similarly, the mercy which is there, coming down through parampara, it is also connected to the Lord. Isn't it connected to the Lord, which is coming down? Now, to have access to that, you don't have to go to Haridwar, or you don't have to go to any holy place. This is Prabhupada's mercy, that he has made this thing accessible, that same potency, everywhere in the world. The form of these temples. Huh? One time, someone asked this question to one of ISKCON's leader. So he was asked this question, that does in Shastra there is any knowledge about computer technology? Do you have that knowledge about the technology, what we have known? So he said, yes, we have knowledge, we have technology. Our technology is how to access this mercy. This is also technology, isn't it? So this is coming down through proper disciplic succession, parampara. How is it available? So this is our technology, how to have hold on it. This is a technology. So we are very fortunate that through this parampara, this is coming down. So, one sense, the holy name or the devotees, when they come together, they form Sankirtan. And when they are going on the street, one sense it is not different from Ganga flowing. But just like Ganga, I'm sure Navin Nirad Prabhu will have many experiences. When you go out on the street, actually the mood is to just go and give people, just purify whoever comes in contact. But for every one person who comes and appreciates your service, there will be 9 people to blaspheme you. I'm sure they'll be throwing, I think in Europe I have heard, in the beginning they will be throwing eggs and, tomatoes and... So it's not different from, Ganges is flowing and you're throwing garbage. So this is how the Sankirtan is going on. They just want to give everyone a chance and everyone, but then just people will be throwing and all. But then, just like Mother Ganga, the devotees, they said, okay, the paramparas, people have taken so much austerity, they have gone through so much pain, they have tolerated, they have gone through all inconveniences. Well, I am also someone, I have been given this opportunity. In that same mood, well, people are going to do it, but the flow goes on. So I think it is very appropriate to bring up this point, because this is the marathon month, and when you go out to distribute books, it is not that everyone will appreciate, even though the mood is just like Ganges. The mood of Ganges is to just purify. So there will be a lot of blasphemy and offensive, or maybe obstruction. So this is what is the mercy of Prabhupada, what we have received. So what to speak about even the devotees? Actually, a devotee is, one sense, he looks very ordinary, like any other person, except maybe some external changes. But really speaking, he is connected through that disciplic succession to Krishna. So he is a pure person. Because whatever service he is doing, his service is connected to Krishna. So that service, it becomes a pure service. So whoever is coming in contact with that person, he's also getting pure. What to speak about the eyes? You see through the eyes, that connection, that Supreme Lord, you get pure. What to speak about many, so many other things connected. And what about the holy name? Now, holy name is not different from Krishna, it is Krishna. So actually, even the origin of Ganga is the holy name, one sense. And that holy name is easily available, right? You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to take the trouble off. But the degree a person remembers in that mood that, this holy name is not different, and then he immerses himself, and then he bathes his consciousness. Of course, the consciousness is filled with so many anarthas. With that mood he is chanting, to that degree, definitely it is going to affect. So this is the Sankirtan Prabhupada established, and it has been going on. How in the difficult time also it can purify. There is one very amusing, I'm sure all of you have heard about that. This happened somewhere in New Zealand or Australia, when this Harinam Sankirtan is going on. It's something very common where the police come and arrest. So this Sankirtan group, they were arrested and they were put behind bars. They were in the jail. And then they called up Prabhupada, we have to come out of the jail, but the lawyer is asking for a hefty sum and we don't have anything. And Prabhupada said, even I don't have anything to save you. There is no money. So what should we do? So he said, well, what can you do? What should you do? Well, they do Harinam. So they were inside the jail and they were doing Harinam. My God, the Harinam became so intense that all the other prisoners and all those were all sinful people, they also started chanting. And became a very serious thing. In the prison, people are chanting. They have never heard of the holy name before, but now they are chanting. So then the next day when the warden came, the guard opened the door, he said, Hari Bol. So the warden said, what has happened to you, Well, he said, this is because, everywhere is Hari Bol going on, Hari Bol. So the warden came and saw that something strange is happening. So he said that, you are released, you all can go out, because you people are more dangerous inside than outside. So this way, the Harinam, It's not that everyone can appreciate, but the power of Harinam will go on wherever it is going on. It is going to purify people. It is change the heart. So it's a very nice verse which is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita to end the class. We can just meditate on that, that how fortunate we are to be in the association of devotees, that how it can. This is I just heard a few days back when Radha Gopinath Prabhu was giving this class, so I had to ask him that, where is this verse from? So it is there in Adi Lila. It's a very nice verse. Just see how this word, it comes there also. Swardhunya. Now, Swardhunya, the meaning of Swardhunya is the water of the Ganges. Now, this is a verse which is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He is saying, I'll just read the verse and just a few, what exactly it means. It says, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Pata Jani Brajita Sad Bhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadho Karnanandi Kala Dvanir Vahatume Jiva Maru Parangane Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavalasat Leela Shuddha Swardhuni. So this verse, it says that this tongue is like a desert. And all our mundane talks, you know, all this, what you want, entertainment, sports and politics and art, and there are so many subjects, isn't it, to talk about. So many subjects. This tongue is like a desert, and that is just like a drop of water. What can a drop of water do to this type of a tongue? You know? What type of pleasure you'll get? How much will you get? It is there, it is finished. Isn't it? The water which is thrown on a desert, it is there for a few seconds, it is dried up. What is the use of this type of subject? So in this verse, he is saying the activities, that is the transcendental activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is like that nectar flowing, Ganges. So it is not just the water flowing. But then, all the dancing and singing and kirtana, to add to it, one is the activities, they are just like rows of lotus on that. So that it's not enough. And all the people who are attracted, who are the people who are attracted to this type of surrounding? Definitely not crows. Crows will not come to this place. So it is said that the bees and swans, they are around this place. So this is how that effulgence, the bees, how they create such a nice... So this is what is your activities. And this is Swardhuni, just like Mother Ganges. So in the association of devotees, naturally there is katha, naturally there is dancing, singing, what else? So there are so many activities, but they all are connected to that all-pure Lord, and that opportunity we all are getting. But the degree we understand the value, that where am I, what is this opportunity, how grateful I should be, is it something ordinary happening? To that degree, it will affect us. Otherwise, like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj says in one of his class, you may have drank ocean of Charanamrit. You may have eaten forest of Tulsi leaves. But still, it will not make much difference. Because understanding, to understand what is it, so that means to know the value, the opportunity. Otherwise, it becomes something very simple. So this is the verse and this is the holy name which we keep talking about, that this holy name is also connected directly, pure. So we chant. So this happens to be the month of book marathon. Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, then distribute my books. We are very fortunate to have Navin Nirad Prabhu here. Those who don't know him, that the service what he has done in our society, I was one of them would always read his article, Back to Godhead magazine, all these stories about, yesterday also you were speaking about, where people's lives were changed. So we have people who have already done so much, they have left behind for us. He has worked in a very difficult place, you know, in the European countries and all, where people don't respect you. I'm sure they blaspheme you. They may throw garbage at you. They may spit at you. But at least in our country, India, people are very pious. You know, they may say no, but they accept. So it's a golden opportunity for everyone. Mataji's and Prabhuji's, and no one can say that, well, no, how can I do it? You know, it's very difficult. But understanding that what opportunity we have and what we have received, and if we really care that, you know, why it's only for me, you know, why not others? Why should we should go out and make a sincere attempt? Just make an attempt. As you were saying yesterday, I was hearing about, he's saying that, but sometimes we are not even making an attempt. We are just happy talking to each other and people are coming towards us and asking that, why are you look so happy? this is a fact. People ask. So that is what Prabhupada was, when he was asked that, how do we recognize your followers? How do they? So they are perfect gentlemen. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta said, this is not a place for gentlemen. But Prabhupada said, they look like gentlemen. That means they are very pure in their behavior, in their actions, in their thoughts. Of course, we are not, but at least we should aspire. So in the association, how we should, because the world is looking. They are not impressed by, you know, philosophy or, you know, well, people want good behavior, nice talk. So a nice opportunity to present. So when this shloka I was reading, I was remembering once this question was asked to Maharaj, that why is Buddhism so popular now? Why are all those Hollywood actors and, you know, they are taking to Buddhism and all? What is so great about Buddhism? If you know our culture, my God, it is amazing. So he very nicely simply said that because it is not presented. We have not presented it properly. Where are you presented? How we present it? What is our culture? What are our values? It seems Gaurang Prabhu was saying, he was speaking about that even the corporate world in US and now, they are speaking that we can't ignore India. For India for what? For their cultural values. Even in the corporate world, they have so much professional skills and so organized and all. Somewhere they are still missing. It said that Bill Gates, he likes Indians and Chinese. Somewhere Indians and Chinese likes, because these are the people who have some culture, you know, even in difficult times, you know, they know how to handle things and all, not that you break down. So this is our inheritance. This is the inheritance of our mission. If it has come down from, here it is Mother Ganges, such a long inheritance. So many people were involved just to bring Mother. And similarly, we are also connected to this divine parampara, which is making that mercy available to everyone. And every one of us are somewhere connected in this flow. And in that mood, even if there is garbage thrown or blasphemy or criticism, misunderstandings, it should carry on. And this way, we give it to others, we also receive. That is what is spiritual mathematics. The more you give to others, the more you receive. Material equation is very different. If you have 5 and if you give 5, it becomes 0. But spiritual arithmetic is, if you have 5, you give 5, it becomes 10. Why? Because the mercy flows. And if you're not giving, means we are stopping from the mercy to flow. We are putting a block. Nahi dene ka mere ko. I will keep to myself. Then no mercy. So, book marathon, I'm just trying to, those I'm many people already you are doing it. So continue this service and be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions? Anything anyone wants to ask on this subject or Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Prabhuta Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.